So how do we understand that one thing, let's just hear in our pastime, can lead to another result? So, say hearing a story of Shyamatak jewel can destroy an auspiciousness or whatever. This is, there is in our day-to-day experience a normal causal chain of events. Okay, if we do A, B happens. We do A more, then hopefully B will happen more. But if we see, if we observe life, we will notice that there are things that are beyond our control. Sports is an extremely performance-driven activity. When a cricketer is going to play, the cricketer has to perform to be successful. But even in activities as performance-driven as sports, the cricketers are aware that there is something beyond my control. There is a famous Australian captain who would always have a red handkerchief in his pocket. And he would treat that as a good luck charm. And any time you would not perform well, if you drop a catch, first you would look, have I dropped the handkerchief? Why did I drop the catch like this? There was another batsman. Every time before he would go to bat, you know, he would go to the pavilion's commode and make sure that all the lids were closed. And then he would go out to bat. And if he got out early, he would not go to the pavilion. First he would go to the commode and see if any lid was open. And if any lid was open, then he would go and castigate all the team members. Why didn't you leave the commode door open? That's why I got out. So now we say, what has that got to do? What has the touching with the pocket to be got to do with the performance? Or what has the commode lid being open or closed got to do with your performance? But the point is, these are every different sports, they have their superstitions. The tennis player would wear an earring in one of his ears. You would think that as a good luck charm. So now these sports people, they are not, they know that performance matters. But they also know that performance is not all that matters. Performance matters, but performance is not all that matters. There are things which are beyond human control. They may not acknowledge God directly. Some of them may, many of them may not. But they acknowledge that there is something higher which also determines the results. And they want to somehow appease that higher reality. And channel and bring their higher reality on their side. And that's how they use some trinkets, have some charms. There's a batsman. Every ball before batting would kiss his bat. You know, how is the kissing the bat going to improve the batting performance? That is his belief. So through all these things, what are they doing? They're trying to appease the unknown, which is also a determiner of the results. So what scriptures tell us is that panchaitani mahabaho karanani bhudame sankhe pratante ko kuttani siddhaye sarvasiddhi karmana. For the success of any work, there are five factors. Panchaitani mahabaho karanani nibodhame. Arjuna knows that there are five reasons, five factors of action. Adhishthananda thakarta karanam chitta guna vividhashti patachesha daivam chaivati pancham. So in 18.14.15.16 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna analyzes this and he says, Adhishthanam, that is the body, the kshetra, the place where action is performed. Tha karta, karta is the soul. Karanam is the senses. So for example, if I am giving class, you know, my overall body needs to be healthy. I, the soul, needs to be present here. And then karanam, the particular senses, say, I will be healthy. But if I am going to speak, my throat needs to be good. My throat is spoiled, I am not able to speak. Karanam chaputhak vidha, the specific sense for the particular body, particular action. Vividhashya putak cheshta. And then there is endeavor that is required. Even when there is capacity, there is senses. A person may have very strong arms, but that just having strong arms doesn't make that person into a fast bowler. But has to endeavor. Vividhashya putak cheshta. And then daivam charivat pancham. Daiva is the fifth factor. So there is the body, the soul, the senses, the endeavor, and the superstition. The five factors that determine the results of action. So now, among these five factors, the super soul is the most important in terms of determining the final result. Now, in some cases, we may be able to see the causal link between cause A and result C, without really knowing what is the B. A plus B is leading to C. But I do A, C is the result comes. But there is some B which is also involved. So that B is the unknown. So when we say that scripture promises lead to certain results, what that means is that by doing certain actions, we invoke the Lord's mercy. And that Lord, by His omnipotence, does whatever is required to produce that result. So that's how those results come about.
Okay, I'm